Magandang gabi po sa ating lahat, or in English, good evening everyone. I am Venice Marie Pader. I was born and raised in the Philippines. And just October last year, by God's grace, He brought me here and gave me an opportunity to study. Putting my faith and trusting our Lord on what tomorrow may bring will always be my fortitude. So what was my Christian life before I got saved? My family and I were actively attending, practicing Catholic beliefs, and been faithfully serving the Lord in our church. We worship and pray to God by celebrating a Holy Mass every Sunday. We also pray to Mary and the saints through Rosary and Novena. During Holy Week, we do fasting and abstinence. And when it's Christmas, traditionally, we Filipinos of Catholic churches would celebrate it in a Misa de Gallo or a 9 days Novena Mass in preparation for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also believe in purgatory, an intermediate place for dead souls, in preparation for them in heaven, by offering them prayer that will somehow save them from hell. Those were the days, not until I reached the point in my life that I felt so empty, lifeless, and purposeless. I started to ask God on what is His real plan for me. At that time, I decided to move out from my parents for a while and live with my grandma, that I believe God leads me, who is a Baptist. It was March last year when I got saved by the pastor of Faith Bible Baptist Church, where my grandma used to attend to. He showed me how it all began from the fall of Adam and Eve that brought the entire human race to sin. And because of that, man's destination is hell, without faith in Jesus Christ. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. And the only way for us to be saved is by admitting that we're sinners, repent, and by faith accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and be with Him in eternal life. I got so emotional that I cried upon accepting Him. It made me realize a lot of things, such as believing and doing the wrong beliefs of Catholics and being so worldly that blinded me from the truth and the love of our Lord. I didn't regret the things that happened to me in the past, because through those experiences I had, I will not be able to know the truth. And now, I know that part of His plan for me is to trust Him, follow Him, and be faithful regardless of what. As I stay here in Australia, I purposely decided to do baptism as my act of obedience to God here at Metropolitan Baptist Church, on which I believe will help me grow spiritually and faithfully serving the Lord. This is my home now. You are my home now. As I enclose this, I just want to share one of my favorite verses from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Venice, upon your public profession of Jesus Christ as Savior, I baptize you now, my sister, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, buried in likeness of His death, raised to walk in newness of life.